perceive what their efforts would produce, we would need very little from government bureaucracies and government politicians.
So, Gary Sweeney, how does this all tie into the Libertarian Party and your bid to become a city of Cincinnati City Council member?
Well, basically, this all wraps into what I'm trying to do is say, look, I'm just an average Joe. I'm just an average schmuck. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And the one way that everybody out there can get a piece of this, can bring back that revolutionary feeling of empowering yourself in this country of self-government is voting for me and getting involved. Come down to the pot rally. It's the largest rally of its kind in Cincinnati. It's the largest rally of any kind in Cincinnati.
It ain't got nothing on Ann Arbor, though.
Well, that's true, nothing on Ann Arbor, but they also have that $5 fine. Although in Cincinnati, no one has been arrested for possession or use during any of the rallies in the last 6 years. So we don't advocate breaking the law, but in Cincinnati, it's one of the largest rallies. And hopefully this year, you know, like I said, we had about 5,000 to 6,000 last year. Let's try 7,000 to 10,000, and, you know, maybe 25. I mean, why can't we have it here? I mean, hell, Cincinnati's a little bit better place than Ann Arbor.
Gary, are you pretty broke up over that Jerry Garcia thing?
Well, to tell you the truth, only moderately, you know.
Did you never follow The Dead on tour?
I tell you the truth, I've only seen The Dead one time. Great show. No doubt about it, but I think his biggest problem there really was trying to stop the drugs. He had a lot of bad karma on this tour, and like I said, you know, if drugs are really that deadly, I mean, look, it took him 30 years to basically fight it, and we still have Keith Richards running around. So.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary Sweeney, and good luck.
You guys, you got a great show, and like I say, Jed Wapner, you guys, really, kudos.
Hey, you're talking over Jerry. Shut up.
Hey,
all right, bye.
Cause you've got
the Dead always played this song way too long, didn't they?
Good Love is going to make you feel like you're in some love, and that's good, yeah.
I saw the Dead once, and they played this song for 3 days. No kidding. Three long, arduous days.
I heard that was a whole leg of their East Coast tour 1 year. Good loving. In like Wilmington, Delaware.
Hello, G Smooth.
Hello.
You're on the air with us, G Smooth. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444.
Remember when Danny Joe called you up and told you about me?
Oh, yeah.
Refresh our memories. What is it about you? You have to speak up.
I'm a rapper, man.
No, you're going to do some?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
A little rap on us.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I ain't going to swear or nothing.
Okay.
I can cuss, though, can I?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Y'all ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
uh-huh. Get a little beat going.
Okay, let me get your beat.
Oh, man, turn that shit down.
Oom-pa-pa,
well, lay it on us, all right, babe?
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, you got
it. Hold on, let me get a plug in, man. 1995, the year of the D and the E-Town. If you come talking shit, yeah, ass will catch some beat down. Because we all business when it comes down to jacking anonymous.
He's going to beat somebody up on that song.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. We'll be taking your calls for another 50 minutes, count of 50 big minutes. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be humid. We might even get a little rain, so take an umbrella with you to work.
Really?
Traffic's going to be backed up, too, so make sure your radio works in your car.
Everybody be dodging falling bullets out of the sky.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Hey, Tim. Where are you calling from tonight?
West Side.
How are things on the West Side?
Huh?
How are things on the West Side?
Hot.
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 Hot, hot, hot. So what's on your mind?
Not much. This is a stranger.
Hi, stranger.
Haven't heard
from me in a while. Tim from the Stranger.
Yes, sir.
Listen to you every Thursday at 10 a.m.
Do you?
Every Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can listen to The Stranger right here on WAIF. And then he plays other songs by Billy Joel after that one, too.
You used to do astrology, but now you just do music.
Yeah, well, you know, not many people were buying that astrology thing.
Thank goodness.
Everybody knows astrology is a bunch of bull crap anyway.
You know, Vicki Lawrence was on the Psychic Hotline's Friends thing the other day with Dionne Warwick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you figure once Vicki Lawrence gets into it, the market's pretty well saturated.
Yeah. Did you see the Tubbs from Miami Vice has got his own psychic hotline now?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was at the ball game tonight. Seeing Reggie get his three home runs.
Yeah, I heard Reggie had some dongs.
Yep.
Well, give us a little play-by-play here, Tim. What happened at the game tonight besides Reggie's three home runs?
Well, wait, I'm gonna imitate my typical caller.
Okay, well, get on with it. This is the Chris and Rob Show, and we don't put up with that stuff.
Okay. Well, keep listening to The Stranger on Thursday morning, then.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
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 We're always glad to help out our friends here at WAIF and let other people know about some other shows. There's lots of good shows on WAIF to listen to, such as Art Damage. Art Damage is a veritable feast of sonic roughage that can transcend the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness, and make sure you bring your dictionary when you tune in. Join Keith Lockhart, Zog, and Mark Milano as they dish out 2 hours of stew for your mind to swallow and maybe a little bit of pops mixed in, too. Wednesday nights from midnight to 2 a.m., Thursday morning, Wednesday night, kind of like right now, except it's tomorrow night.
Isn't Keith Lockhart the most eligible bachelor in Cincinnati, the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops
now,
or Cincinnati
the
Symphony?
Boston Pops.
Boston Pops. You know, he was on Tom Schneider the other night.
Was he really? I wish I'd seen it.
Yes.
Also, if you're relaxing on a Sunday afternoon, you can tune into Congo Square. That's Congo Square right here on WAIF from noon until 2. Your dedicated volunteer co-host brings you the finest jazz right here on WAIF. That's Congo Square, jazz on WAIF, Sunday at noon. Hello, Danielle, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. What are you doing?
A late night talk show. What are you doing?
Cleaning my room.
Is it messy?
Yeah, very.
Do you have, like, your bras laying all over the place and stuff?
Ooh, I don't wear bras.
What?
I don't wear bras. I wear training bras.
Oh, boy. Well, how old are you, Danielle?
13.
Okay, you shouldn't even be wearing a bra yet.
I wear training rods.
Okay, good.
Well, how come you got to get them in training? I don't understand.
It's kind of like training wheels on your bike. Keep it from falling down.
Huh?
Oh.
That way you top heavy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's the difference between a training bra and a real bra?
A training bra? I have no idea. I don't care.
All right, well, good for you.
What part of town you live in, Danielle?
Huh?
What part of town you calling from?
Anderson.
Anderson?
Yeah.
What's a 13-year-old girl doing up this late?
I just want to clean my room. It's pretty dirty.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you keep it clean as you go, then you don't ever have to really clean it that good. You can just, like, you know, tidy it up.
So, yeah, I knew what you mean, sir.
So if you take the time to actually put all your stuff away, to actually put the trash in the garbage can, to put the half-eaten Whopper somewhere else besides underneath your bed, then you don't ever have to do that enormous spring cleaning.
Chris and Rob are always good for cleaning tips and help with personal hygiene.
You know what? I don't really think that people should rap on your show. I think it's against the law.
Well, I don't think we're going to put up with much more of it unless you got a rap to lay on us.
No, I hate rap. It's nasty.
Well, what kind of music do you listen to, Danielle?
Country.
You like country?
Yeah.
You like young country? You like old classic?
Hold on. I just want to put out a general message right now.
Huh?
I just want to put out a general message. I don't want the next caller to be another 13 to 15-year-old individual who call up and go, yeah, the chick before me, she's stupid because rap rules and country sucks. I don't want that to happen. So if you're thinking about calling up to say country sucks and rap rules, don't bother. Okay, go ahead, Danielle.
Oh, so you don't like rap?
I don't like anything. I don't like rap. I don't like country. I don't like rap.
Then why are you on talk show for?
Rob is a jaded co-host.
What a bonehead.
He's about as jaded as they come,
If I liked rap or country, I would be doing rap or country. But obviously, I like talk. I'm doing talk, right?
Rob is so jaded. Watch this. Hey, Rob, soda you're drinking right now?
Nah, it sucks. What? What'd she say?
Why guys yelling at me for?
Because you're a goofball, Danielle.
Thank you.
How you doing in school? You getting good grades?
I get straight A's, A pluses.
Figures.
Yeah, right. I'm good.
But it's Anderson.
I'm going to college.
It's all
going
to change when you get to high school. It gets hard.
It does?
Yeah. Call us next week, okay, Danielle?
Yeah, bye.
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 Rob is so jaded. Hey, Rob, where'd you get that shirt you're wearing?
I don't know. It sucks, though.
It sure does. How about them shoes? Do they fit good?
No, they suck. I got a big sore in the back of my heel.
How was the ride down here to the station tonight, Rob?
I got a big pus-oozing sore in the back of my heel because of this thing.
Did you have a good ride down in your chariot of love?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Hello, Jenny, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Is this Lady J?
No, it's not Lady J.
Are you someone else's Lady J?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is J stand for Jenny?
I don't know.
Now you know what we're talking about. Jenny, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you Lady J?
No, I'm not.
J is for Jenny. That's good enough for me.
And C is for Cookie.
So, what's on your mind tonight, Jen?
Nothing. What have you guys been talking about?
We've been talking about justice. We've been talking about potential invasions of the United States of America. We've also been talking about legalization of drugs and City of Cincinnati, strong mayor system. We've also been talking a little bit about should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame.
Should Pete Rose be
now, in Jenny, do you realize that sometime during the Grant administration, Ulysses got totally blown out of his mind on brandy. Brandy and sherry. He was just totally clocked. And he started going through the files, and he was smoking a cigar, and he actually incinerated our receipt for sale of Alaska to America. Now the Russians are planning on coming back and taking Alaska because, as you know from watching the People's Court, if you don't have the receipt, you don't have proof of ownership.
True.
Now, are you willing to go fight and lay your life on the line for Alaska?
Hell no.
What about all that oil?
That's so proud.
How old are you, Jenny?
I'm 18.
You're old enough to fight, damn it.
Old enough to vote, too.
I do vote.
Do you want to go to the Citadel like that other 18-year-old girl?
No, I wasn't listening. I just turned it on.
Good for you.
Are you going to vote for Gary Sweeney, Libertarian, for city council?
I don't know yet.
What part of town are you calling from?
Winton Place.
No. Is that part of Cincinnati?
Yeah, it is.
Nah. There's so many places and terraces, I can't keep up with them all. So many hills, places, terraces. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Jenny, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Ask her about what? Hold on.
What?
We want to know what your opinion is on street crime. I bet she's in favor of it.
No, I'm not, actually.
Really? You're anti-street crime?
Yes.
Are you opposed to street crime?
Yes,
I
am.
What about street rape and vandalism?
I am. That's stupid. And
have you ever been a victim of street crime?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it.
There's railroad tracks next to my house, and I was walking down the railroad tracks, and
hold on, no, we said street. We didn't say railroad track crime.
Well, it's basically street crime.
Okay.
Because, I just came off the street, and I was walking down these tracks to go to another street, and this guy just jumped out and beat the hell out of me and took all my jewelry.
How much money did you have?
I didn't have any money.
How much jewelry did you have?
I had rings on every one of my fingers.
Were they real rings, or were they the typical rings that people wear in Winton Terrace?
They're real.
Ooh. How much were they worth?
A lot of money.
What were you doing wearing 10 rings?
Them?
How come one of them, if I was wearing 10 rings, one of them would be one of those prison fighting rings like G. Gordon Liddy had. That looks good. Hey, I have a question for you.
What?
Just who threw the overalls in Mistress Murphy's chowder?
Mrs. Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. And only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. When Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out, she fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls in the bottom of the pot. Him Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped up on the piano, and loudly he did shout. Oh, who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true, I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Oh, they dragged the pants from out the soup and laid them on the floor.
Blah.
Each man swore upon his life he'd ne'er seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee.
They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see.
And when Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she began to cry and pout.
She had them in the wash that day and forgot to take them out.
She plumb forgot. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night. So we put music to the words and sang with all our might. Oh, who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Ooh, I know.
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls, the overalls, the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Hey, Chris.
What?
You know what the definition of an Irish homosexual is?
I don't know, Rob. What is the definition of an Irish homosexual?
It's a guy who loves women more than whiskey.
Hello, Steve. You're on the air with Chris and Rob on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Welcome to our program.
Welcome to our world. I hope no one steals that from us.
Where are you calling from tonight, Steve?
Right now?
Right this very second.
Evanston.
How are things in Evanston?
Can't you hear the cop sirens outside? So there's been an accident over here.
I hope nobody was hurt. Will you go check it out for us and give us a call back?
Well, I wanted to talk about street crime for a minute.
Okay.
All right, well, actually, I'm not from Evanston, but from where I grew up in Mount Washington, I'm in a gang, and
What's the name of it?
Huh?
The Mount Washington Marauders?
No.
The Mount Washington Devil Fiends?
We don't have a name, man. We just go around like, you know, like beating ass and crap, man. Bad.
Find out what the colors are.
What are your colors, man?
Huh?
What are your colors, man?
We run around naked, bro.
So you run, y'all, you're the dreaded Mount Washington Naked Gang.
Yeah, man.
The Mount Washington Streakers.
Yeah, we're coming up to 88, man. We got our own show.
Oh, yeah? What's the name of it?
What?
What's the name of it?
Nah, man, we're going to, like, go up there and, like, you know, we're going to torture everybody.
Why don't you become cool like the Baseball Furies and dress up like baseball players on roller skates?
Well, like in that movie Warriors?
Yeah, that's back when gangs were cool, back when guys would paint their face to be in a gang.
Back when there were Crips and Bloods and stuff.
Nah, man.
Then Warriors and some boppers. And like there was a one little gang called the Idiots or something. And
are y'all making fun of me?
Yeah, we're making fun of you, you moron. Now we're hanging up on you. 749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. He's Chris.
I'm Chris, and he's Rob. All right, now that we got that out of the way.
This guy runs around naked in Mount Washington.
Do we have any other business that we got to go to, or can we jump right into a heady new topic?
Let's talk about the boiling point for just a moment.
Okay, let's talk about the boiling point. Rob, what is the boiling point?
Cincinnati's working people now have a voice on radio introducing Boiling Point, the program that addresses issues that working people encounter on the job. Boiling Point airs on WAIF Thursdays from noon until 1 p.m. Be sure to tune in for information you will not get from any other Cincinnati radio program. We've got Tony currently on deck here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Is it Big Fat Tony or just Tony Tony?
I think it's Tony.
Yeah.
Is this Big Fat Tony or is it just Tony?
Nah, it's Tony Schmoove.
Hi, Tony Schmoove. What's up?
Chilling? Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, Tony Schmoove? Chilling?
Nah, my girl.
What about her?
Huh?
What about her?
She called her name Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fine girl.
Yeah, I know that. Just want to say I love her, too.
All right, go ahead.
I love you. And I got to say what's up to the coalition.
All right, go ahead.
And, my nigga Sean, Devontae, and Albie. My boy Greg. And all the,
Hey, Tony Schmoove, can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Between you and your girl Brandy?
Uh-huh.
Love will keep you together.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm with her now.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Tony.
All right.
Lighter. 749-1444 in a Chris Rambley Night Talk Show. It's great to be able to talk about love.
That should be our topic for the last half hour here would be love.
Love and pretzels caught in your throat.
Will love keep you together or will love tear you apart? And is it possible to love someone too much?
Whoa, those are pretty heady topics for 34 minutes.
I think we can handle it. What about you, Robbie?
I don't know.
All right, here we are. 749-1444. No, I didn't bring it.
You just brought Love Will Keep Us Together. So that shows you what you're thinking. You're thinking it will keep you together.
Oh, I'm a positive thinker. Rob, you're the jaded co-host. I'm the positive thinking co-host. I'm your radio pal. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Fine, I'm just sitting around.
Just sitting around where?
My house.
And tell us something.
Yes?
What's your concept of love, Michelle? Ma Belle?
My concept of love?
Yeah, what do you think of love?
I don't know.
Is it possible to love someone too much?
I'm not for sure.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
Not too good.
Why not?
Because he sort of like was playing me, I guess, with his friend, with his girl or something like that. I don't know.
That's too bad. Was he using you and manipulating you and abusing
no.
you?
No, never.
Did you kiss him?
Yes.
Gross.
Have you kissed somebody?
Not a boy. Hey, so, how did you know that he was using you?
Just through phone, I guess.
Oh, was it like phone sex?
No.
Good, because that's perverted.
So he was hanging out with your best friend?
No, they was just talking and being cool, but then we all talked it out, and they're together now. I just want to say what's up, y'all, you know.
Do you still love him?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Do you like your best friend still?
Yeah.
So it was a pretty peaceful passing of the boy.
Whatever.
mean, you didn't, like, you know, go beat your friend up because she stole your boyfriend.
No, she'll be my ass, dude.
Have you called here and talked about this before?
No.
Well, this must happen a lot in Kentucky. Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late. I lost my shirt, dude. Remember I was wearing that really stylish shirt when I came in? Now I can't find it.
That's okay. You look good in the buff, Rob.
Shoo.
You look good in the buff.
Oh, this is my favorite new shirt.
Man.
This is my birthday shirt.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you just tuned in, we take calls, we talk about stuff, and we will be here every Tuesday night from midnight to 2. It's really Wednesday morning, but we like to think of it as Tuesday night at midnight. Hello, Greg. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Greg.
You know, Danny Jo never had a boyfriend. She knows that she didn't. I know her. And,
But is this point-to-point communication right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night?
Yes, and I don't really care about Danny Joe's love life. Later, Greg.
Fuck you.
749-1444. And Chris, you got a new Walkman there.
Hey, you like that?
You're pretty much styling now with your auto-reverse cassette player Walkman. Even.
And it's got extra bass, too, see?
Yeah, so do I.
Boom, 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 boom.
You should play Mr. Bassman.
You tell us. What do you think about love?
I think love is a myth.
You do? You don't
it
think
hangs out with griffins and unicorns. It does not exist except in people's imagination.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I want to ask you all a question.
Okay.
Do you guys realize what kind of power you have talking on the radio?
We sure do.
We have immense power, and we use it only to get free beer and pizza.
We are gatekeepers of opinion.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Isn't it, though?
I mean, it's all... Oh, man.
We know that just because our voices are broadcast throughout the tri-state area to a possible listening audience of 4 million people, we realize that in and of itself gives our thoughts and opinions added authority and weight. People take us more seriously just because we can come down here and talk into a microphone and all you pitiful, pathetic little ants get to talk to each other.
You know, Mayor Qualls tunes in every week, and she loves us. She's one of our biggest fans.
Okay. Well, I mean, you guys can reach the masses.
Don, are you a little intimidated by our power?
Not I.
Not you? Why not? You should be.
Well, not.
I can bend a spoon with my mind.
Wow.
Here's why you should be intimidated with our power, Don.
We could
hang up on you and say Don sucks all night. We're not going to do that. But if you rub us the wrong way, we could.
Am I rubbing you the wrong way?
Not so far.
Okay.
So what's on your mind tonight, Don? What pearls of wisdom do you want to throw out for the tri-state to chew on?
I want to talk about street crime.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
I'm just kidding.
I think he's mocking our other listeners.
I think he is. Don, what's really on your mind? Did you hear us talking to Gary Sweeney, the guy who wants to run for city council?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, what have you heard?
I've heard a 13-year-old girl talking about bras.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was entertaining. I heard about street crime.
That was good.
Good for a laugh.
I'm against it.
Yeah.
I don't approve of street crime either.
No.
Run around gangs naked, what's that?
That was just some goofy
that
kid.
That was stupid.
Oh, well. I don't know. I was just checking to see if y'all knew what you're doing.
If a naked guy came up and tried to mug you, what would you do, Don?
Man, I'd say, what the hell is he trying to do? I don't know. I'd be scared.
Don, let me ask you something.
Ask me.
Have you ever been in love? I mean, really in love. Passionate love. The kind of love that only comes once in a lifetime.
Well, like, I'm thinking about it now.
Are you?
I met this girl in Hawaii, you know? Nice place.
What's her first name?
Amy.
Amy from Hawaii.
Right. Well, she lives in California.
So she's not a native Hawaiian?
No.
Those native Hawaiian girls are babes with that bronze skin. Ooh.
Right on. But, you know, this girl lives in California. And, you know, those long-distance things don't work.
Right on.
But that's about it.
Are you going to move to California and profess your love and get down on your knees and beg her to marry you?
I only wish.
Have you ever kissed her?
Yep.
How was it?
Fantastic.
I heard those California chicks know special things to do with their tongues. Is that true?
Yep, but she's not a California chick.
Oh.
Well, nobody is from California. Where's she originally from?
I don't know. Northern California, right by San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right.
Is she a hippie chick? Does she, like, follow the dead or something?
She's a unique person.
How so?
Well, she really doesn't fall into any category, you know?
Well, then what is it about her that you are attracted to?
Well, you know, her...
Okay, I understand.
That's a tough question, you know?
It's a sexual thing, isn't it?
No.
Well, do you love her as a person, though?
Yes.
I mean, is she the kind of girl that could cook for you and clean for you and raise your children?
if she wanted to.
What do you do for a living, Don?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm going to school next week.
Like they don't have schools in California? Get out there, dude. What are you waiting on? You go to California, you live there for a year or two, you get established as a California resident, you get to go to school for free.
All right.
So go.
I'm not waiting for anything.
Go. Move.
I'm going to change the world.
Go now.
Okay.
Later, Don.
Bye.
We'll have to send him tapes of Chris Rom, though.
Call us when you get there, Don. It's 513-749-1444. Call us when you get to California, and we want a full report on this Amy chick, and we want to know if she rejects you or not.
And if you're calling locally, it's 749-1444. Hi, Todd.
How you doing, guy?
We're doing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's on your mind, Todd?
I'd like to talk about player haters.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think the bitches need to chill, and, you know, they need to get off the dick, man.
Okay, we got that. Thanks. 749-1444.
It's Chris and Rob, late night talk show. We do it each and every Tuesday night, which is really Wednesday morning, midnight to 2 a.m. It's what talk radio was meant to be, and I'd like to remind you not to play games with your eyes.
What? Who plays games with their eyes?
If you cross them, they'll stay that way. Wear eye protectors while playing a sport and reduce the risk of a serious eye injury. If you need facts, why don't you call Prevent Blindness Ohio? 1-614. Where's 614? Is that Cleveland or Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus.
1-614-464-2020. Just a friendly reminder from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and WAIF Cincinnati. Stepchild Radio. Anything sticking in anybody's craw out there, keep it to yourselves. We don't need, no. No, go ahead and call. You know, we're here to provide a format. You know, we want the people out there, the real people, not the guys who sit by their radios and listen religiously to AM radio. We want the real people, the FM listeners, to go ahead and tell us what's ticking you off. Go ahead, Steve. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Steve.
Jenny. Oh, I'm sorry. You had your finger at Steve. Is this the Jenny who just called a little while ago?
Yeah, but you guys just started talking about love, man.
No, what did you want to talk about, man?
Love is, like, totally fake.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, it's like it plays tricks on your mind.
Hold on now. Don't blow my mind.
You know, true love is not falling in love. If you fall in love with somebody, that doesn't mean you love someone. That means you are sexually attracted to somebody.
Exactly.
When you really, really, truly love somebody, that's when you would walk that extra mile or pull out that extra hair for them.
Exactly.
So you're saying that...
Guys think just because you sleep with them, you love them, or they love you. That's not the way love is.
So are you advocating sleeping with more people you don't love, or only sleeping with people you absolutely, totally, truly are committed to?
I don't know. I've done
that. So love, you don't fall in love. Love is like a gradual decline.
Love grows on you.
It's not like falling off a cliff. It's like mold.
It grows on you if it happens. I mean, it's like you don't see some... I don't believe in the stuff where you see somebody and you automatically love them. You have to know a person before you can actually love them. You have to trust them. You have to care about them.
There's definitely something there, though.
Yeah.
Some sort of an obsession.
Yeah, most of the time it's just like a strong physical attraction.
Something about her eyes, man. It's her eyes. Her eyes did it to me. They made me melt. I just melted into a big puddle of Chris.
Well, see, eyes have a lot to do with love, because when you look in someone's eyes, you can tell what they're feeling.
That's my problem. I can never look a girl in the eyes.
There's also pheromones. Don't forget about pheromones. You know what pheromones are, Jenny?
No, what are they?
Pheromones are things you smell. It's sort of a hormone that people give off when they're in heat.
Oh.
Yeah, they're true. That really is.
Dogs can smell them better than people. In fact, most of the animal kingdom can smell pheromones better than people can. In fact, a lot of animals in the animal kingdom communicate through pheromones. But people do, too. We just don't pick up on it as much. For example, I can smell Rob right now, and he is totally jaded.
I haven't showered since, like, Sunday.
But I can smell you, Jenny, and you smell like you're itching for a little good loving.
What do you mean by good loving?
Good loving. You know, something that's kind of committed, but also something that's kind of loose enough that it's not really true love yet.
Damn, you're right.
Yeah.
You are exactly right.
That's why Chris and Rob are your psychic friends hotline.
Jim said something about respect. He said you need to respect
a person. Like, my ex-fiance, I was engaged. I was ready to marry this man.
How old are you, Jenny?
I'm 18.
Why were you going to marry a man? How old was he?
He'll be 20 this December.
Oh, disgusting. Why were you going to marry this loser?
Because when we first started, like, going out and everything, I don't know, it's just like, we care for each other very deeply. I can't really consider it love because I know now that it wasn't, but at the time I thought it was.
You know, I hear other languages have a million words for love, and we only have one word for love. That's why it's really confusing. Is that true? Does anybody know, or did I just, like, make that up?
You just made that up, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To most of the people these days, love is purely sex.
Jenny.
It is. I always hear this. If you love me, you'll do it.
Nobody actually says that except on an after-school special.
No. Yes, they do.
Well, then they got the idea from an after-school special because nobody I know it. And who is that in the background screen?
Jenny, are you at a slumber party or something?
No, this is my house. That is Karen.
You're practicing being on Jerry Springer or something, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're practicing saying stuff like, and all the boys I know say, if you love me, you'll go to bed with me. You're practicing people go, you go, girl.
And Jenny, how many people you got in the house there?
Five.
There's five girls in heat at your house.
No, there's four girls and there's one man. My father's here. It's nothing like that.
Well, you're calling from Kentucky, obviously.
What?
What's the mean age of your group tonight?
16 to 18.
Oh, gee,
okay, you're all 16 to 18 year olds in Kentucky.
My dad's 38.
And your dad's 38. I'm glad your dad's there to chaperone.
I bet your dad's loving this.
He's not chaperoning anything.
So is this what most girls do on their slumber party, tune into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
I do this every week.
You know.
Oh. Did you hear that? Hope we got that on tape.
I do.
No, but what do you... I mean, honestly, have you ever been in love?
Hey, listen, Jenny. If your old man tries to spank one of your friends, don't let him.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, good.
But have you guys honestly ever been in love?
I'll let Rob answer that question first.
No. It doesn't exist. It's a myth, a fairy tale, much like a leprechaun or a unicorn.
That's right. Love does not exist.
All right, well, I got to counter both of you, and I'm going to go on a limb here and say that there is such thing as love, true love, obsessive love, codependent love, lust, and, of
that
course, spiritual love.
Part.
Let's not forget spiritual love.
Yeah. Shut up, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey, you just shut up, you little bitch.
Shut your big, fat, stupid mouth.
No, but see... I don't know. Love these days, I mean, you can find true love, but either way it goes, in the end, someone is going to get hurt.
Let me give you some advice, Jenny. I think you're looking too hard for love. I think you're thinking about it way too much.
I'm not looking for it. I love being single. I'm like...
See, you love being single. You just said it. That means that you don't really. Being single is just a state of mind, just like being with somebody is. But you don't want to be with somebody or you don't want to be single. You are what you are. You are what you is.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And I'm single.
You is not what you is not.
That's right. So let's say if you really want to meet somebody, you will. Don't even think about it. Just relax. Go to work or school tomorrow. Drive your car down the street. Go to the shopping mall. Make some friends. Pretty soon, you'll find somebody who's cool. You'll start hanging out.
You'll always find what you're not looking for faster than you'll find something that you are looking for.
Then the next thing you know, you'll be naked.
Not necessarily.
See, she's saying love, not lust, Chris. Even you have them confused in your mind.
Honestly, lust is stronger than love is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, lust lasts about 30 seconds, and love can last a lifetime.
You can lust someone for a lifetime, too. You could lust over someone. You could want them so bad that you dream about them at night. I do.
Well, yeah, that doesn't take much.
And Mickey does. I do. Put her on the phone. I want to find out where she's coming from.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, let's hear the wet dream specialist back there.
No, the only wet dream she's had is about this guy named JP, and she's like tells everybody about it. So it's
JP, you mean John Phillips, the groundhog shooter from the helicopter? That JP?
His name is Jeff Rogers.
Okay, we don't want to say his name on the radio here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Put her on.
Hold on, she doesn't want to talk. She's shy.
Well, she can kiss my hairy butt then. I'll talk to you girls later.
Nikki, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go smack her, but don't let your dad smack her. Okay, have a good night, ladies.
It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF 749-1450.
Hey, Wayne is in the house. Mr. Yay! Come here, Wayne. Come here, we got to promo your show.
We're going to talk to Wayne.
Put Wayne on the mic there, Rob.
We're going to talk to Wayne, who does, what's the name of the show tonight?
It's Fun with Mozart, experimental encore presentation.
You're going to have experimental Mozart tonight?
No, regular Mozart.
Well, what's on the playlist for this evening's Mozart Spectacular?
One of the symphonies.
Which one?
The 36th.
The 36th, what's its nickname?
The Linz.
The Linz.
Uh-huh, you got Linz?
I mean that one, right there. Does it go like this?
Wow.
All right.
So we'll hear the Linz in a little while in its entirety.
You're going to Linz a little bit, are you?
A little later. So stay tuned for the Linz Symphony by Mozart. But first, we're going to talk to Julie. Hello, Julie. You're on the air. Hello.
Julie. Bye.
Okay.
749-1444.
We'll go back to Mozart until somebody else calls. No. Tell us a little bit about the Linz Symphony, or are we eating into your airtime here a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, just stay tuned. If you want to hear more about the Linz, that's spelled L-I-N-Z.
Uh-huh. What's the K number on it?
425. Symphony number 36, the Linz, K-425. Will you explain what the K means?
Mm-hmm.
That means Kerschel.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm going to tell you, though. Yeah, so stay tuned if you want to find out what the K in Kerschel means.
All right.
What key is it in?
C.
In C. It's in C. So stay
major
tuned.
Or minor?
Major.
That sounds pretty major to me.
Yeah, alrighty. Good enough.
Okay. So stay tuned in about 15 minutes. Wayne Gatzke here will be here with Fun with Mozart. Hello, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
Speak up, John.
What's up?
How you doing tonight?
Alright.
What's on your mind, John?
Just wanna say y'all some players, that's all.
Make it quick.
Just wanna say y'all some players, you know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Speaking out about love and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no love for him. You know
what
I'm saying?
Ask him if he likes Mozart.
Do you like Mozart? Get out of here, Wayne. We'll do Mozart in 15 minutes. Okay,
Mozart is the music of love.
That's right. John?
Yeah.
What's all this about players?
Man, I just don't got no love for him, you know what I'm saying? Don't care for the girls out there, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
For some hoes, you know. I don't care too much about it, you know. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta find that special someone, you gotta love that special someone, you gotta hold that special someone, you gotta squeeze them, let them know that you love them.
But sometimes you have to let them free, and if the love come back, then you know it was yours.
Ain't no someone for me.
I'm sure there will be, John.
I'm single for life, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man, that may be true, but you can still have a love in your life, even if you don't get married.
Nah, man.
All right, well, thanks for your call, John.
Well, happy beaver hunting then, John. It's Chris and Rob, late night talk show, and good gosh, we've only got 15 more minutes.
Well, let's talk about Mickey Mantle for a minute. You were telling me a little Mickey Mantle story a little while ago before we came down to the radio station.
Yes, I was. You know,
Mickey Mantle died this week of cancer, and that should teach everyone not to drink too terribly much.
It was a day game after a night game, and Mickey, having really bad knees, was told by his manager, Casey Stengel, "Mick, you're not going to play tomorrow." So Mickey took this as an open invitation to go out and get absolutely ripped. So he did. He did just that. He went out and got absolutely plowed, showed up the next day, skipped batting practice, because he was so hungover he couldn't even hardly move. Didn't even get into his uniform. Was wearing his Yankees jacket. Just sitting there on the dugout bench with his hat pulled down over his eyes for the whole game. Until the ninth inning, when Casey needs a pinch hitter. So who do you turn to for pinch hitter? You turn to the best hitter in the league, Mickey Mantle. "Mickey, I need you to pinch hit." Mickey's like, "Oh, man." So he gets dressed. He goes up there. He pinch hits. Boom, home run. Yanks win. And then after the game, people are like, "Oh, Mickey, good gosh, Mickey, you were so hungover. You're still drunk. How in the world did you hit a home run?" He said, "Well, I saw three balls coming in, and I swung at the middle one." K1, you're on with Chris and Rob. What's up? Hi, K1.
What's up?
Hello, sorry, you're on the air with us. K, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to, you know, just rap a little bit for y'all.
Okay, give us a rap.
Chris and Rob running around town like some faggots to eat.
You know a rapper serious when he starts laughing before he even starts. He's very proud of his rap.
One of the worst rappers I ever heard.
Thank you. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We've got Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good to hear from you.
Karen, sounds like you're at a slumber party, too.
I'm one of Jenny's friends.
All right, so what's on your mind tonight, Karen?
Love.
Love.
Yep.
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Do you yeah, it sounds like a cat. Do you have any love to give?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If I could find somebody to give it to.
Oh, are you saying you don't have a love in your life?
No, I don't.
Well, you just need to be patient and get... See, the thing is, what you don't want to do is you don't want to start feeling that you're desperate and you have to latch onto the next big dork loser that comes along, because then you'll find yourself in some unenviable situation. You know what I mean? So be patient.
Oh, I have been.
Well, you know,
how old are you?
I'll be 18.
You're young. You're a young and you're a fresh pup.
Good-looking guys, they come a dime a dozen. Try to find you one that's going to give you true loving.
Jenny said she has one love, and that's sex.
Oh, that Jenny's a wit, isn't she?
All right, well, listen, you girls stay out of trouble tonight, all right?
We're always out of trouble.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay.
Shop around, Karen, shop around. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF.
Rob, your face looks awful. You need a shave.
Ah, probably.
Way down yonder by the forks of the branch, the old sow whistled and the little pigs danced. Burma shave. Burma, Burma, Burma shave. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Come on, come on, one more time. Yonder goes Willie. He's passing on a hill. He don't dress nice, but he drives fit to kill. Burma shave. Burma, Burma, Burma shave. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Giddy up, tally ho. Smart, he ain't good at quizzing, but one thing he knows how to keep all his and Burma shave. Burma, Burma, Burma shave. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Come on, come on, one more time. Roses are red and violets are blue. You chase me and so am I. Burma shave. Burma, Burma, Burma shave. I bet I've seen a million rows of them little red poetic signs up and down the line. Come on, come on,
I didn't use that one. I stole from
a little Roger Miller here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Roger Miller was an American genius.
This is the,
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Just lurch right into it, Chris. What are you looking for?
Kevin.
Mm. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
How are
What's
you?
What's on your mind, Kevin?
That last caller, she, like, was looking for love, and so am I, and I was wondering, you know...
How old are you, Kevin?
Huh? 19.
Kevin, you have 35 seconds to describe yourself. Go.
Here we go. Bitches, something I take you faggot.
He blew it.
No, go ahead. Do that thing you do so well. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be here next week. I know the phone lines have been jammed all night long, and only the tiniest fraction of people who have tried to get through have actually been able to get through and converse with Chris and myself. And I'll say to those people, tune in next week. What, midnight, Tuesday night? Well, drop somebody off. So, next week should be even better, because I went to the Circle Jerks tonight.
You mean the Circle Jerks concert, the original punk band, the Circle Jerks, from...
Yeah.
Where are they from, anyway?
Los Angeles.
They're from California, and they played at Bogart's tonight.
Yes, they did.
Did you like them?
It was pretty good.
This is great. The Circle Jerks into Fun with Mozart.
They did a good show. They stopped and yelled at some guys, and it was pretty cool.
Do you have any good Mozart anecdotes for us, Rob, before we go into Fun with Mozart?
There's that famous one about the crow.
You get his number?
He killed a crow one day.
Mozart killed a crow?
Yeah. Whatever.
Was it a canary or was it a crow?
Yeah, well, I think it was.
We got to get to the bottom of
it. I think Mozart actually, it was a chicken, and he killed it because he was hungry. He killed a chicken because he wanted to eat it. And then somehow, throughout the years, it got passed on and passed on that he killed a canary. When everybody knows it wasn't a canary, it was a chicken. As an authentic Mozart scholar, it was a chicken, and he told people it was a canary.
You mean Mozart choked the chicken? That was uncalled for.
That was unnecessary.
Okay, here's Wayne, the local expert on Mozart, to tell us about the story of Mozart and the canary.
The canary.
He killed a canary.
It was the canary.
It was a chicken.
No, it was a canary.
Well,
according to the Screwy Scholars.
It was a Rhode Island Red.
Could be.
Tell us the story, Wayne. How'd it go?
What? About how...
How did he kill the canary?
How he killed the canary? He went on vacation and he left his pet canary with Papageno.
Who's Papageno?
Papageno was one of his pals.
Okay.
And Papageno taught him a new song. So by the time Mozart got back, the canary was singing the William Tell Overture, and that's why Mozart killed the canary, not a chicken. Now, Screwy Scholars have authenticated that.
The William Tell Overture wasn't written yet.
Yeah, if you look... Tell me about it. If you look in the scribbling notes in the back of the Kochel catalog...
What in the world are you talking about?
The Screwy Scholars put it in.
Who are the Screwy Scholars?
Oh, you've never heard of the WAIF Screwy Scholars?
No, who are the Screwy Scholars, Wayne? Fill us in on the Screwy Scholars.
We have a tremendous, shall we say, repertoire of experts around here.
Really?
Uh-huh.
We sit around and make up stories about famous dead people.
Any wise guy that comes along on WAIF is a member of the Screwy Scholars.
Wow, does that mean me and Rob are Screwy Scholars?
Yeah, if you'd want to join, come on.
Cool. Me and Rob are honorary Screwy Scholars.
Exactly. You'll get your certificate whenever it's printed up.
Thanks.
All right.
So, Wayne, you still got that banana in your pocket?
Screwy. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Wayne. Stay tuned. In about bye-bye. 5 minutes, we're going to listen to Wayne with Fun with Mozart. He'll be playing Mozart Symphony number 41 tonight.
Do you remember
36,
what,
I mean. Do you number 36. I get 36 and 41 mixed up all the time.
Do you remember when... Beethoven stepped on the wolf spider?
No, what happened Beethoven stepped on the wolf spider?
It was nuts. It was totally wacky. You'll have to tune in to Fun with Beethoven to find out about that. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show coming to a...
screeching halt!
A well-deserved stop. Stopping the action. We've got Nick just
Hello,
in the
Nick,
nick of time.
Hello, Nick, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think they should legalize marijuana.
Why do you think that, Nick?
Because, like, it's cool, man.
Why is marijuana cool, man?
Because you could get high and stuff.
Right, so you think they should legalize? Well, don't you feel that it's a stepping stone to other drugs?
No, I don't.
You think that you can just do marijuana and not move on to window pane and PCP and angel dust?
If you have
dust?
Marijuana, you don't have to do that stuff.
So all you need is marijuana. So what you're saying is all you need are some cool waves and a tasty buzz.
Yeah, I do.
Where do you live, Nick?
This is Price Hill.
Where do you work?
I work at GE.
You work at GE? Don't they...
You work at GE and you're smoking pot like Cheech and Chong?
Yes. It's cool.
It must be. What exactly do you do at GE?
What's that one of these stoner...
I'm a janitor.
Rich. This is Stoner Rich, isn't it? This Stoner Rich...
No, this guy
I'm
is...
I'm a janitor.
Okay, you're a janitor. Do you smoke dope while you're on the actual job?
Yes, I do.
So you are actually cleaning the hallways of General Electric while under the influence of THC?
Yes.
And do you feel that they are getting their money's worth out of you?
I hope so.
When did you start smoking dope?
When I was 5.
How old are you now?
Here, Nick, suck on this.
Fuck you.
I do him too.
There, Nick, did you suck on that? Good.
Whoa. Vicious. It's Chris around Late Night Talk Show, and I tell you what, I think it's gone amazingly well for not having done one of these in 18 months.
Oh, man. It's going really well for not having that 7-second delay, too. Let me tell you about that.
Oh, you can. Here's Call Block.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, get ready, Wayne.
What? We're sending it over?
We're going to take one more call.
Okay. Well, I don't think we can because we're currently using the phone to do other necessities. if you get my drift. So I guess all we can do is thank the Spotted Owl, thank Jim, thank the Tomcat, and most of all, thank the listeners for tuning in to WAIF Cincinnati Wednesday morning at 12 a.m. or Tuesday night at 12 midnight for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I have been and shall always be Rob.
And I am still and will continue to be Christopher.
Remember in that Star Trek movie when Mr. Spock says it, I have been and shall always be your friend. Remember
and
that
we,
one?
And we are and we shall always be your radio pals.
No matter who else. Now listen, if anybody else wants to be your radio pal, you know, it's
don't,
like,
don't trust them, because you don't have any other radio pals besides Rob and I.
You remember that old Sly and the Family Stone song?
Which
you
one?
You don't lose when you lose fake friends. Remember right. that one? Uh-huh. Well, that applies to phony radio pals, too. Mm-hmm. So if somebody else wants to jump on the bandwagon and call themselves your radio pal, well, don't you believe it, because you don't lose when you lose fake
don't
friends.
Don't trust them any farther than you could throw them.
Nope, do not. We are your radio pals.
And we are WIF Cincinnati.
Take it, Wayne.
Hello, Wafeland. It's time for Fun with Mozart with your host, Wayne Gatzke. Hello, Wafeland. The time is exactly 2 o'clock on this wonderful, what is it, guys, Tuesday or Wednesday here?
Wednesday!
All right, it's Wednesday. I'm a little off my biological clock because usually you hear Fun with Mozart every late night Wednesday, early Thursday mornings. But tonight we decided that we would have a special encore presentation of good old Fun with Mozart. And, yeah. What do we got going? Okay, he says, keep on going. Well, and to get things started with that wonderful Fun with Mozart.
Music to kill pet birds by.
Something of the sort, but I need to remind everyone that... Okay, I'm getting a lot of curiosity over here. We're going to be doing the rehearsal of the Lynn Symphony. So, like
Wayne, Chris, why are you playing the rehearsal of the symphony when you could play the actual symphony itself?
Because that will come later.
Okay.
Okay. Gee whiz, huh? Well,
you know, just as kids shouldn't do a lot of drugs to be like their dead hero, Jerry Garcia, kids shouldn't go around killing canaries to be like their dead hero, Mozart.
Yeah, I would agree.
So you take that to heart, kids. This is a public service announcement from Fun with Mozart.
Oh, what do you recommend that kids not kill?
They shouldn't kill canaries or chickens.
Or anything else.
And they shouldn't burn live ants with a magnifying glass in the summertime either.
Yeah.
Although you can put salt on slugs, that's morally okay.
Okay. I wonder if Mozart ever had a gourmet like that.
He probably did like that all the time.
Okay, I need to remind everybody that WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on Fun with Mozart do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests tonight, who happen to be Chris and Rob.
Hey, listen,
staying
if
over
somebody on the board
later.
Of trustees doesn't like Mozart, we should get them off the board of trustees.
That's right.
So if don't they want to express that opinion...
Are we expecting tonight's program to be a tad on the controversial side?
Don't start that, you guys. You
don't
know,
play that
not a good idea.
Symphony.
Not a good idea to air, you know, all the laundry local areas here. What can a guy say here? Where did I lose control?
Well, everyone knows Mozart is better than William Schumann.
Really? You think so?
Oh, by far.
Yeah. Well, to me, Mahler is the one who's always a pain to learn. You know, I still
Why
don't
is that?
Understand. I don't know. For some reason, you know, he gets too long and he gets a little boring to me. But all the rest of
Mahler was the bridge between the romanticism of the 18th century and the contemporaryism of the 20th century.
Yes.
He was the first guy that started using avant-garde concepts.
Yeah, but then...
Doesn't that make it interesting to you?
No, because he's still too long.
Well, yeah, he likes to go on for about three or 4 hours.
Right, and Wagner already did that before he did.
Well, Mahler was a big fan of Wagner.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, Philip Glass, you know, can really do a good modern stuff. As a matter of fact, you know, he was avant-garde, and he probably was the grandfather of what we call New Age now.
Well, Philip Glass, in my opinion, can cut most of his pieces down about halfway, too.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, yes and no. You know, to hear them by themselves, that's one experience, and you're partially right, they're kind of boring, long hair, but when you watch Merce Cunningham interpret them, it's all right.
If you're high on hashish, it's all right.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's the way Tchaikovsky was, too. He wasn't appreciated in his own day. Mm-hmm.
Just like Robert Johnson.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, him too. Right?
Right.
So what have you guys been up to since we saw each other last?
You mean about 30 seconds ago in the other studio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just were cleaning up things,
okay.
Putting all our stuff away, getting ready for your show.
All right. What wonderful. So the PSA box is in order and the logs are all in order?
You bet.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, friends, you see what happens? You know, how we roll out the carpet for each